Ah, good. I'm glad to see you're finally waking up. Okay, allow me to alleviate some of your worry. I am Dr. Heinrich Vollmer. I'm the lead physician at our world-renowned wellness center. You are a very busy woman, and executive positions are a lot of stress, or so my clients tell me. Yeah. You'll soon see. Most everyone here holds a very esteemed position of power in their everyday lives. The firm you work for have sent you here, paid in full. Look at it as a vacation from your problems, your worries. After all, you are run down and exhausted, and this is the perfect escape. What could be more appealing? I understand. It is often hard to come to terms with these things. More often than not, lots of our patients are reluctant to accept our help. The fact of the matter is, at the rate you're going, you won't see 30. You need rest, relaxation, and a cure for your restless ways. Please, heavy seat. You're excited. I don't want you to injure yourself further. No, indeed, you were brought here a few days ago, a little out of it, I must admit. You took a tumble, and from your lack of memory, it would seem that it's worse than I originally thought. Dead patients? No. Staff trying to kill you? My. You're worse off than I thought. Yes, you had these delusions put into your mind by one of our more unstable patients. You were irrational and a danger to yourself and others, which is why I've decided to oversee some of your treatments myself. But first, a cursory examination. Please, let us not do this again, dear. I hate to have you restrained again. Besides, this is all just a symptom of the toxins leaving your body. Anxiety is normal, but let's be sensible, shall we? Very good. I thought you might change your mind. Now, please stand and remove your clothes. Please remain standing. Okay. Yeah, I've taken the liberty of studying your personal file in some great depth. It said you suffer from bouts of extreme panic, hysteria. So violent you almost hurt a client. Is this correct?
Quite
right. Well, your refusal of our standard procedures, hydrotherapy, for example, forces me to introduce you to a new and more radical treatment. Now, please move on to the table. Yeah, that one. Good. Now, please, lay back. Just relax. It does no good to be tense. After all, this will help you relax in the long run. Now, please, put your legs up here. Very good. Now, be very still. I see. Now, you will relax yourself. I have secured you as a way to keep you still. Disappointed in you. How can you become well if you reject a cure? I know. I know. You want to be well. I will help you. It's what I'm here for. I wish to make you a well woman. You're like a daughter to me. You remind me so much of someone. Someone I hold very dear. So you see, I only have your best interest in mind. Me? I'm pure, cured, healed. It took me years to achieve the correct formula, but science has come so far in the last 100 years. I can help make you a well woman, finally, and perhaps for the first time in your life. Don't you want that? Good. Now, I'm going to put my hands on you to examine. It's just a physical. This is all standard procedure, I assure you. If anything feels uncomfortable, please don't hesitate to tell me. I'll place my hands here on your face. Any pain if I press here? No. Very good. Headaches? Hallucinations? These are normal, so don't hesitate to tell me. Eels? Eels in the pool? Don't be silly, of course there aren't. No. It's just another symptom of cytokines leaving your body. Your colour looks adequate. Skin is clear. Good. You seem properly hydrated. Do keep drinking the water. It's so good for you. Now, I'm going to place my hands on your breasts. Any tenderness? No? Very good. No signs of swelling either. Very good. Oh, what's the matter? Well, of course not. I'm just paying attention to... How magnificent they really are. The curves, the shape, the fullness. Beautiful, really. And you elicit that noise? Oh. Curious. Your nipples are now erect. Notes patient responds well to touch. Moving along. Any pain as I press on your abdomen? Ah, good sign. Now, please keep your legs open. Brief internal examination. Remember, stay very relaxed. I understand it may seem intrusive, but I only have your well-being in mind. Now we will... My. See yourself glistening on my gloves? Note, the patient is well lubricated, clearly hydrating properly. Perfect. No, this is needed. It is much easier for me to feel your responses without a pesky layer of latex between us, don't you think? Now, I'm just going to slip 2 fingers inside you. Deep breath. Good. Very good indeed. Now, you'll feel a bit of pressure. I'm going to move my fingers here to your Grafenberg spot. Too much? No? Good. You'll feel my fingers slowly massaging the spot back and forth, stimulating the nerves. Oh? Yes, that's very good. You're very sensitive. Don't be embarrassed. This is what we want to happen. When properly stimulated, this spot can lead to very powerful orgasms. That's right. Go ahead. Uncoil. Let it take you. I'll just leave my fingers here and apply the pressure. Yeah. Very nice. Oh, how you grip me. That was a very powerful orgasm, was it not? Notes. Patient elicits strong reaction to stimulation. So warm. So tight. So wet. For me. Just for me. It has been so long for you, hasn't it? I understand. You grip me tightly as if you need me. I see. Yes, far worse than I thought. Yes, it would seem your sickness corrupts you from the inside out. For you to ever attempt to become well, you'll have to be cleansed from the inside first. You're a special case. Very special. You see? I can feel you want to release these awful things inside you. Are you quite finished? Don't deny what I say to you. You know I, and only I, know what's good for you, little girl. You feel ready ready to start your treatment. You haven't stopped absent-mindedly pushing your hips towards my fingers. After all, the mind may lie, but the body cannot. And isn't that what got you here in the first place? Now... There we are. I'm going to place my erection here at your entrance. Then once we've filled you with the cure, we can make sure it stays with you. No matter how. Focus on the treatment. There we are. Why have I pushed myself inside you, you ask? Well, I'm simply using myself to measure the depths of your sickness, which in turn will tell me just how much of the cure you really need. Do you feel me piercing you, touching the end of you? Oh, feel yourself contract around me. Struggle all you like. You know, she was scared at first too, but after a while, she grew to like it in time. So will you. That's right. Yes. Do you feel the sickness leaving your body? The deeper I go, the further you stretch around me, the more you succumb. That's right. I can feel you starting to crack. Stop fighting. Let yourself become better. Your muscles are starting to contract. Signs of needing and knowing you're sick. Signs you really do want the cure. Fight if you'd like. Your body betrays you. You're so willing, so ready, so full. Full of the joy of having me inside you. Give in to the tightening in your core. Let yourself relax. Allow yourself to climax around me. Bring me closer to helping you. Milk every drop of it from me. Do you feel that? That gentle pounding, my erection, making you release your wickedness, your filth. Let it leave your body. Just like that. Let yourself spasm around me. Show me you want this. I'm going to fill you, give you the antidote, the cure to your disease. My pure seed spilling into you, cleansing you from the inside out, making you feel more whole, more well than you ever thought possible. Finally, achieving something completely pure. Perfection. Yes. There. Do you feel it? Injecting you with the medicine you need. Making you well, woman. You want to give me what I seek? A vessel for purity, for wellness. For me. That's right. Good girl. Yeah. So good. So good. That's right. Hold me inside you. Keep the precious gift I gave you. You who, unlike them, are worthy enough for it. The real cure. Say thank you, Dr. Vollmer. Thank you for making me better. Very good. I'm starting to think you do want to get better. No. You need to lay there. The cure must work itself into you, work its way to the deepest edges of your filthy soul. A nurse will be around soon to take you back to your room. We will try the treatment again tomorrow, and the next day, and the day after that, until you're fully healed. Remember, drink plenty of water.